press the follow or subscribe button in your podcast app to get daily updates from the front.
Some breaking news from the journalists of The Australian. I'm Claire Harvey. It's Friday, December 2. Christopher Michael Dawson has been sentenced for the murder of his wife, Lynette, in 1982. Justice Ian Harrison in the New South Wales Supreme Court has sentenced Dawson to 24 years imprisonment. He'll be eligible for parole in 2040. Dawson is now 74 years of age, and new law reforms mean he won't get parole unless he reveals where he disposed of his wife Lynn's remains. Before the verdict, his eldest daughter, Chanel, told Dawson he had ruined countless lives by killing Lynn, a defenceless mother of two.
The night you removed our mother from our lives was the night you destroyed my sense of safety and belonging in this world for many decades to come. This has affected my trust in men and subconsciously every relationship I've had. For many years, I've worked through abandonment issues, believing that our beautiful mother left of her own accord. And had I believed what you said, because she didn't love us anymore. All of this has affected my mothering and ability to be truly present and joyous for my child. She's seen me cry a lot. I went to great lengths to keep your act a secret from my daughter, waiting until she was older to tell her the horrible reality. Unfortunately, her friend told her, and I had to explain to my beautiful, innocent daughter why her grandfather killed her grandmother. She had many questions and anger, confusion, grief. She kept asking me, but why did he do that? The same question that's tortured me over and over now for many years. Why didn't you just divorce her? Let those who love and needed her keep her? Because of money? For God's sake. This is how I will honour my beautiful mother. The torture of not knowing what happened or what you did with her body. Please tell us where she is. I hope you will finally admit the truth to yourself and give us the last bit of closure we need to make at least partial peace with this horrible tragedy.
Yes, thank you, ma'am.
Justice Harrison earlier agreed with the Crown that Dawson killed Lynn to have unfettered access to the teenage babysitter who later became his second wife. The Crown argued the crime was especially grave given it occurred in a domestic violence context and that Lynn may well have died in her own home where she had a right to feel safe. Dawson's lawyers had argued for leniency on the grounds Dawson committed the crime spontaneously and that he was now suffering dementia as a consequence of his career as a star rugby league footballer. You can hear all our analysis of the sentence in a new episode of The Teacher's Trial to be released on Friday evening, wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, the original Teacher's Pet is available for Australian audiences on the Australian app. You can also find it in our new subscriber channel, Crime X Plus. For a small monthly fee, subscribers can hear The Australian's legendary true crime podcasts, including The Teacher's Pet. Search The Teacher's Pet on Apple Podcasts now to find out how to subscribe.
Access a world of true crime podcasts on Crimex Plus, where award-winning journalists take a deep dive into unsolved cases.
Every week, we're waking up to a dead woman, a dead mother, sister, auntie, grandmother. It's not good enough.
From the team that brought you The Teacher's Pet, Shadow of Doubt, and Dying Rose, unlock early, ad-free, and bonus content from brand new series and flagship shows such as I Catch Killers with Gary Jubelin.
One was shot in the mouth, and I thought he was dead. Another one been shot with a shotgun and I got the overspray.
Search for Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts to start digging deep into the world of true crime.